Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, my goodness, people. That's right, it's Weasel Wednesday. It's also the 21st day of June, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 2200-29 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and it's a summer day. In fact, it is the first day of summer, the longest day of the year. My goodness, and then it starts going the other way. But I'll take what I can get. And, man, there's heat. It's got 90s coming up here this week, and it's warmed up, I'll tell you that much. Well, let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. Remember when Ford canceled the plant in Mexico? Well, they've just moved it to China. Oh, man, and more deceit, more lies, more three-card money, more deception. We're going to get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. We all remember, you know, Trump coming up and, you know, they were going to build that Ford plant down in Mexico. And, you know, people don't mention hardly anymore about, I think it was like $5 billion of the bailout of Chrysler, Ford, and all of them that they just reneged on. They just took the money, and now they're going to use the money, well, the idea was back then, to build a plant down in Mexico to take more of our jobs away from America. Ford, you know, the United States made Ford. And this is, you know, well, they're internationalists. They always have been. So they really don't give a shit what happens to you and me. But, I mean, here it is. You know, we've been seeing all these big plans of Trump's, you know, just enough to get the headlines. And as soon as it's past the headlines, oh, they go off and they do something else. And, well, pretty much what we predicted they would do. Anyway, remember when Ford canceled that plant in Mexico? Well, they've just moved it to China. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by number one New World Order Hater 4 discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Back in January, Trump took a very public victory lap when Ford decided to scrap plans to build a $1.6 billion manufacturing facility in Mexico and invest in its Michigan facilities instead. We discussed it here. This is from, again, where was it? Zero Hedge. We discussed it here. Trump takes victory lap. Oh, they're just doing the headline there. As Ford announced at the time, the decision was sold to the public and the United Auto Workers as an opportunity to permanently shift production capacity that would have otherwise been built in Mexico back to Wayne, I guess that's Wayne County, but Wayne, Michigan. To support the new era of vehicles, Ford is adding 700 direct new U.S. jobs and investing $700 million during the next 4 years, creating the new Manufacturing Innovation Center at its Flat Rock Assembly Plant. And now you're talking $700 million, but up here you're talking $1.6 billion going to China. I mean, it's just sleight of hand, whatever it took to get the fools to go out and vote and 4 more years of destruction of our country. Let's go for it, people. Ford today announced it is canceling plans for the new plant in San Luis Potosí, Mexico. It also announced that that to improve company profitability and ensure the financial as well as commercial success of this vehicle, the next generation Focus will be built at an existing plant in Hermosola, Mexico. This will make way for 2 new iconic products at Michigan Assembly Plant in Wayne, Michigan, where Focus is manufactured today, safeguarding approximately 3,500 U.S. jobs. The incremental investment in Flat Rock Assembly Plant comes from $1.6 billion the company previously had planned to invest in a new plant in Mexico. I am thrilled that we have been able to secure additional UAW Ford jobs for American workers, said Jimmy Settles, UAW Vice President, National Ford Department. The men and women of Flat Rock Assembly have shown a great commitment to manufacturing quality products, and we look forward to their continued success with a new generation of high-tech vehicles. But as Ford points out today, Trump's victory lap may have been premature. No, it was just another con in the production. As one of the first strategic actions taken by the company's new CEO, Jim Hackett, will be to relocate the company's Focus production to China rather than Mexico, exciting new Focus on the way for North American customers beginning in 2019 with more technology, more space, and a number of new Focus models. Next generation Focus for North America will be globally sourced primarily from China rather than Hermosola, Mexico, with production starting in the second half of 2019. Current model production ends in 2018. This manufacturing plan allows the company to further grow its leadership as an exporter and deliverer, world-class focus to North America customers in a way that makes business sense with no U.S. employees out of a job. The con. Of course, they're not going to be. When the manufacturer takes $1.6 billion to China, you're talking about spending $700 million here. Where's the bulk of the manufacturing going to be at? Ford is saving $1 billion in investment costs versus its original Focus production plan, improving the financial health of its Focus business and further improving manufacturing scale in China, all helping create a more operationally fit company. That's what it's about. You know, it's the filthy billionaires, the international billionaires getting richer. Another gold coin on the top of that mountain of gold coins. And while Ford...
Henry?
Yes, go ahead.
We have a new slave class. They're Mexinese.
Mexinese. Oh, man, you're a racist. And while Ford has suggested that the move will not cost a single UAW worker his or her job here in the United States, we have our doubts as manufacturing capacity, much like cash, is somewhat fungible. So unless Ford plans to massively grow market share and or permanently increase overall demand, shifting production to China must mean that production will decline somewhere else. We suspect that that somewhere else will be somewhere in America. I suspect it myself. I mean, a cheap con job. And there he sets. I mean, Bain Capital, Mitt Romney, was out of the question. Mitt Romney, Bain Capital, you know, shipping our manufacturing overseas through NAFTA and CAFTA and GATT. Nobody would ever elect one of these billionaires, would they? Well, you got to get WWF. You got to get the Wrestling Association there. Get one of their stars like Donald Trump. I mean, my God, people, what the people fell for is just unbelievable. Completely unbelievable. And now as it's unfolding, I mean, you hear more and more people, oh, that Trump, you know, you got conned. Man, that wouldn't even, that's like pulling a quarter out of a child's ear. That's how dumbed down and stupid you people have become. Oil prices sink to 7-month lows on growing global oversupply from RT. It was sent in by Sunfire. For discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And this is a pet peeve of mine, as it should be for each and every one of us. It has to go up to them pumps and get raped, like Flea put it, I think, last time we talked about this. You know, which hole you want it in, the one in the gas tank or bend over. Because right now, you know, I've seen the price drop. I've been watching the price of oil drop all week. And up the last couple of weeks, and watching the price of the pump stay right there at $2.69. Finally today, I mean, they're having to release more of this truth. They're having to tell a little bit of truth because it's becoming overwhelmingly, blatantly obvious to anyone that they've been lying all along. Well, they never lied. They told us that there was a glut of oil. They told us there was a glut of diesel. They told us there was a glut of gasoline. And we still got to pay $2.69 a gallon because we have to make up for lost dividends. I mean, the rich never lose anything. If there's a loss on a stock, well, it's all based on the oil dollar. Let's just go around and just take it from the people at the pumps. They got to get to work so that they can eat. So they will pay the price. But, you know, they can throw every excuse they want out there of why this thing's going to shit with the oil. But the bottom line is the people don't have no money to go out and buy gas. You buy what you have to have, what you have to have to, you know, get to work just to survive. There's no going out just to, you know, to... on a ride or, you know, to go visit relatives or, you know, just burning gas for the sake of burning gas, just because you like to ride. You just can't do it. At $2.69 a gallon, as the wages are coming down, and they lie about that, and we have full employment in the United States with 100 million of our people not working. That's full employment in the United States now for an American national. On Wednesday, crude prices fell to their lowest level since November, as growing U.S. production is undermining supply cuts by OPEC and Russia. They've got to get those pipelines running, man. They've got to start pumping the crude oil out of this country as fast and as far as they can. It's backing up, and this has been the idea all along. I mean, when we heard the gluts were, we had a glut of oil, and still they're fracking. They're doing everything they can to get another drop of oil out of the ground. Why? We had a ban on exports when all this was going down. You think that they might have had a plan that they'd already greased the right slides, that they'd already bribed the right people to where they could get the export ban dropped? You watch what I tell you, man, that when it starts flowing out of this country, you're going to be paying top dollar for whatever they're paying in England, because that's what you should pay. Hey, you know they're paying more over there. Well, man, I can't have that. Goddamn, they're outdoing us. We got to pay more. But you will see it. Your prices will go up, and then you will see the last of the refineries. We just reported about a month ago that Saudi Arabia bought the rest of half. They owned half of what was, like the poster child for U.S. Refinery capability, like the refinery of the United States. This one here, and they bought the other half from New Zealand. So evidently, nobody in the United States had owned the number one United States. Refinery, the number one refinery, and now it's owned solely by Saudi Arabia. And they were talking the other day about creating a different picture or a different view, changing the view from this mountain of oil and all this backed up gas and diesel to, well, you really should be paying $5 a gallon because we're going to change your view. We're going to try and ignore the fact that there's a glut of it. After, all the years of my life since I've been driving a car, you always heard it. The price would go up at the pump, and you're going, what the hell? Why? Oh, it's called supply and demand, young man. You see, there's more people using the product, so there's less of it on the market, so you have to pay more for it. And this is how they gouged us for 40 years. And now we come to a point, they've overstepped their bounds. In their greed, they have piled it up to the point of, supply and demand. If we were going by supply and demand, we'd be paying about $1 a gallon for even the thieving that they're doing, and plus the tax, $1 a gallon for the gasoline today. But no, man, when it finally reaches the point to where you would have to say, well, the price has to come down if we're going by supply and demand, Then the rules change. They start coming out with all of these gimmicks. Going and telling, because they represent all the people of the United States, not just a handful of these oil barons. They represent us all, people. So they go overseas and they get the countries that they can control through the leverage of the dollar, through the leverage of the U.S. military. And they tell them, you're going to stop production so that the people in, this is so, maybe four or five people in the United States get a big old gold coin to put up on top of their mountain that comes out of the pockets of the rest of us Americans, because it's straight up theft. This is what we, as taxpayers, when you're going out there, because these goddamn oil barons don't pay no taxes, and every one of you knows it. The only people that should pay tax in this country don't. Everything's 180 off. Turned around, back on us, for our destruction. But these people who, like I said, there'll be a handful of them. Oh, they're going to benefit. That's what this whole thing with Trump. Everybody went out there, yeah, he's for the little guy. He's for us. I'm vote. Well, you went and voted. We told you who he was for. He was for the Republican platform. You all people thought, I heard it. It's a revolution. It's a revolution, Trump revolution, coming in, everything's just ain't them Democrats and Republicans, that false left-right paradigm no more. No, this is a revolution, there's a big change coming. No, there wasn't. All you got was the Republican platform, like you've always got, because you're too goddamn ignorant to realize that they both shit through the same hole. That it's always been a game. First they stab you in the left, and then get the guy on the right goes, look at him stabbing you, look at him stabbing you. And then when you look over at them stabbing you, there goes the knife in the left side. Oh, look at them stabbing you. It's them. It's them. And, keep the blame game back and forth when they're both stealing hand over fist. And here you have it, 7-month lows. I seen the gas, I guess, has come down maybe about, let's see, was it 55, maybe about. It's come down about 10 cents. But, this has just been in a day. It should have been, this is the price. When the price goes back up, have you ever noticed that when the price goes right up, 5 minutes later, you go down to the pumps, the gas was already in the ground. Man, they're putting up new signs, man. You're going to pay more because of supply and demand, don't you know? But then when the price of oil goes down, man, it goes down and down and down. And the price, it even went up while the price of the oil was going down because of the further glut of oil. Gasoline, diesel on the market. And so, you go down there and they finally drop it 10 cents when it should have already been dropped 50 cents. Not even that, because like I said, it's like trying to talk anything about the Constitution or any of the real world we're supposed to have, what our reality should be. You have it's been so distorted, so aborted, it's not even recognizable as the country we're supposed to be in. For the resources we have in this country, people, we've said it 100 times. Every one of us should be living like a Saudi prince. If the people that were thrown out of this country who have no right to be here, who have come here through acts of fraud, were removed, each and every one of us would be filthy ass rich. And if we recovered the wealth that has been stolen from us over the last 100 years, we could take a 100-year vacation and live like, I mean, just waller in wealth. Every one of us. That's how much they've stolen you. It really blows me away that some people, I'm not saying everybody because most people are feeling it and understanding it, but like the people went out there and voted for Trump, you know, that just sit there on their back legs begging for those scraps from that table, licking the leg, humping the leg of old Trumpy man. Give me just a little thing. I don't care what happens to everybody else in this country. Just make my life a little, make my bed a little more feathered. And this, and you know, and the rest of us, you know, we're taking it in the yin yang. When they, like I said, you know, they've all this whole stock market, it's surrounded around that dollar. Around the dollar is the oil dollar, the petroleum dollar. So anything that, I mean, they go out and they play their casino games while we're, you know, busting our asses just to keep from starving to death in the country we own. And never can own property. And I mean, we haven't been able to own property since 1930 when they confiscated the gold. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Henry, just real quick, the price of oil in Mexico right now is 87 cents for a liter of gas. So that's a quarter gallon. So Do the math. I mean, Mexicans are paying shit for gas, you know, compared to us.
If they're getting a liter, that's how much to is compared to a gallon now? A liter is, no, that's
like, a liter is a quarter gallon, the 4 liters to a gallon. Well, then 87 cents a liter.
Well, then they're paying more than us, Mark. Because 4 liters is a gallon. 4 times 87 is what? Did I see it? 60, 72 times.
Yeah,
five,
well, yeah, you're right. It's about the same. Yeah, that's about the same. That's kind of surprising, isn't it? I mean, I would think they would be paying a lot less in Mexico, but I guess not.
Well, since our borders have been removed, it doesn't surprise me at all, actually. You know, Mexico's rich in resource too. I mean, all of these peasants and that they have, you know, invading us up here. They if they would take their own country back, they could be rich as Saudi princes too. 14, 15 families down there own every goddamn thing, and everybody else is a peasant, a peon, begging for food, begging. This is what they want here. Go ahead. Sorry.
Don't forget those protests that we saw in Rosarito about 6 months ago in Baja California were in relation to the exchange rate and the gas prices.
Oh, yeah, they were going off down there. I mean, what blows me away, back in the 70s when they tried that first con with the, you know, because they wanted that Alaskan pipeline put in, so there had to be a shortage of gas. People had to wait in lines, but people were different back then. I mean, people were ripping goddamn pumps out of the ground, and, I mean, they started getting destructive. And that was over like 79 cents a gallon, people. But and like the caller's talking about there, the protests down in Mexico over the price of gas, man, they're getting violent too. But the thing is, in this country, we have the illusion of compliance through the 25% that go out and acquiesce to this shit for the rest of us. They go down and they vote, and that's consent of the governed. So, you know, you're taking it up the yin-yang. Everybody must be good with it. And with the political correctness and the way they've, pushed things to the point where a fist fight gets you 5 years in jail. Well, they've just, you know, it's kind of like, well, God, it sucks paying $2.69 for gas that I should be paying a quarter for. Hey, man, think about what that would do for our economy. When the gas did come down, when they were talking about it, you know, going down to $24 a barrel, which is where it should be right now, and how low gas was going to be. Man, I'm telling you, we talk about seeing things in your world, and that we have seen nothing in our world since Trump took office except for things getting worse. Less wages, higher prices, you know, all of the things. I mean, just a continuance of the status quo. But
Henry, this is Frank Face. I'd like to make a statement about taxes.
Jump in there, brother.
Okay. So if you have an inability to save money, I pointed this out on a town hall meeting. If you can't save money, you are paying the highest tax rate. And the reason is all the taxes, all the overhead, all of the regulations are expressed in the final price of any good or service.
Yep.
So if you're not able to save money, you are literally paying the highest tax rate. And I don't think mathematically anything would change. No matter how you apply the taxes, this will always be the case.
I have to agree with you 100%. I've said it all along. Now, when they talk about, oh, the corporations, like they just kicked a big tax, you know, on the corporations. Oh, the corporations got to pay 10% more tax. No, they don't. I'll tell you who pays all the goddamn taxes. You and me, when we get up to the cash register at Walmart, that's where all the money is drained from us and at the gas pump.
That's right. I mean, I look at my receipt, and what I do is I divide how many items by the total, because, you know, they give you a pretty good readout on your receipt.
Yep.
And I disregard the prices on the food, and everything comes out to about $3 for everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's always been this way, and people don't realize it. You know, they've played this game with this propaganda game for so many years, all my life. You know, just like we were talking earlier about supply and demand, my butt. Like I said, any kind of tax, any kind of expenditure, you know, the regulations that these big corporations, you know, they'll go into Washington, D.C. and pay off the politicians to regulate the industry they're in to the point that nobody can get a start to be a competition to them. And but then the regulations, all that cost, I mean, you always hear them crying about it, but they're the ones that did it. It's just like, you know, the ranchers out here. I did watch that documentary just recently about the Hammonds out there. And it was admitted in that documentary just what I said. They are the ones that put the BLM in place because it was all for the ranchers and the miners and the loggers and the farmers. It was all for them. It was for taking our public lands and turning them over to them and giving them jurisdiction over it. And they didn't have no problem with that federal jurisdiction when it was running you and I off so that they could rape our timber, rape our minerals, rape our water, you know, everything out there. But then when you let something like that in, I mean, you've let communism put its foot in the door, the proverbial camel's nose in the tent. And it's going to come around to bite you on the ass. But, you know, like I said, they are the ones that write the regulations to make sure that nobody comes up to compete with them, to make sure they have a monopoly at the top. And then they say, oh, look at that. They're getting regulated. They're going to have to pay $200 million more this year. But like I said, who pays that $200 million? Really? That's you and me when we go up to the cash register at the Walmart or at the gas station. That's who's paying every goddamn thing. And we all know it, because how can it be that this country is as wealthy as it is, and a handful of them have these huge mountains of wealth, and the rest of us are impoverished? Well, I mean, sooner or later, I mean, even the stupidest person has to say, well, this is, it don't look right. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Knock, knock, knocking on
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time, and that was Rain with Knocking on Heaven's Doors. How we feel on Wednesdays. And back to the oil prices, you know, and the ripoff. And Frank Face is absolutely correct. I mean, goddamn, you talk about the people who are taxed. The working poor are taxed more than anybody else. Now, well, they don't pay. No, it's a bullshit. I mean, when it comes, all you're really doing as a member of the working poor is you're passing money from one hand to the other, and you working in the middle. And as it passes to your right hand, it's taxed. As it goes out your left hand, it's taxed. And if a little bit happens to fall into your hand so you could get some luxury like, well, clothes, well, that's tax. It's taxation upon taxation upon taxation. Well, we were promised that would never be. There would never be excise taxes in this country. All we want to do is tax those foreign goods coming in so we can keep us a military citadel, known as Washington, D.C., a 10-mile square. That's all we need, and we can take care of all of this and stay real out of your way if you'll just let us do it. Mistake, mistake, mistake. Oh, unless we see a marked reduction in crude supplies, the possibility of further short-term falls in the price of oil cannot be ruled out, he added. And you listen to him on the mainstream, you know, and Fox News, all these criminals, all the elite that, you know, go out there that are the front men for the corporations who are controlling this country, the international Zionist banker corporations. And they'll say, well, oh man, they're just so goddamn bummed when the price of gasoline goes down. So, you know, who are they representing? They're supposed to represent each and every American national in this country. And not only have they raped our rights, they've raped our resources, but they treat us with complete contempt. I mean, it's so important that a handful of these industrialists, these people, some of them not even from this country. China's bought into the oil industry to the point to, God, you got to believe 50 cents of every dollar is going to them. But that's important because they're important because they're letting us know that they've separated, that they are the ruling elite and that you are beneath them. You're not even a stakeholder. You're a potential, you're a human resource. And there's a glut of human resource in the global market. I mean, you're a commodity that there's really not that much demand for. And you're really kind of in the way. It would be better if we just took you over the ditch and put a goddamn 40 caliber hollow point through the back of your head and ended it for both of us. That way the elite wouldn't have to look at us and we wouldn't be the useless eaters eating up the earth that belongs to them. We will...
Henry.
Yeah, go ahead.
When they passed the seatbelt law, you were never gonna be mandatory, nor were you ever gonna be fined. I'd like to jog y'all's memory on that.
I remember it clearly. It was the insurance industry. The insurance industry after the IRS was the first industry where they just you're gonna do business. You're gonna pay these people a portion of what you toil for. Because they're gonna handle the liability issues rather than that being an individual thing, you know. One of the last blessings, I guess, there was here to being in America was that if you were too goddamn poor to be sued, you didn't have to buy insurance. Of course, you couldn't afford it. But now it's used as a mechanism for confiscation, incarceration. Go ahead.
It's insurance at gunpoint. You either pay the extortion money, right, or someone's going to show up or pull you off the side of the road, stick a gun in your face, put cuffs on you, and throw you in a cage.
Oh, absolutely, man. And it just gets better.
Oregon, isn't the insurance,
go ahead, sorry,
functioning 180 degrees from how it should? Shouldn't it fully insure the individual driving the vehicle and not the exact opposite where you're supposed to be paying into the system to pay for all these other people who potentially crash into you? It doesn't make sense. It should insure the person who buys it, and that's it.
Well, it's back to the working poor that we were talking about there, Frank. What a PLPD and medical, what are you really buying? Oh, you're buying not having your car confiscated. You're buying not going to jail. You're buying not having excessive fines, illegal fines put upon you. And you know, having to do time in jail. That's what you're paying for. Yeah, if you know, if your car gets totaled out, well, man, if you just got PLPD and medical, and then, you know, even if it's some rich guy with full coverage insurance that plows you over, well, then you got to get a lawyer. And, you know, you gotta fight, because they're not just gonna, settle up. You know, they talk, that's what I've seen even coming down now to, the Social Security insurance. You know, it's all a scam. It's all a socialist scam. But like the Social Security insurance, man, when they first sold that to the people, man, oh man, when you get to a certain age, man, we're gonna send you a check because you paid into it all your life. And, now it's, you know, you file for a Social Security or, you know, like SSI or anything, man, they just tell you straight up. I mean, you ask anybody about it, they'll tell you, oh, they're going to deny you. And it'll be several denials and several years if you can fight through it. And the lawyers were never supposed to be able to capitalize on the Social Security system. And they really can't. Go ahead.
And those rat bastards charge you as, income.
Uh-huh.
Why should you have to file Social Security if you paid into it and claim it as income on your taxes?
Well, you know, they start off with the income tax to begin with, and, you know, confiscating the property of American nationals without due process of law. We were never to pay taxes, people, whether you realize it or not. Once we had our property was ours. The only way our property could be removed from us was through the due process of the law. It had to be for a damage, or as a civil forfeiture for a crime. I mean, that was the max. I mean, that was the only way any of your property could be touched. And, you know, it's like people thinking they own land in this country. We have become homeless on the continent that our forefathers conquered. We don't own shit. I mean, you can think you own it, but if a government agency who cannot even operate in your world can come and take it away from you, if they can say, we're going to tax your property. I mean, if you'd have said this to the, not the founders as we, the aristocracy that hijacked the uprising and called it a revolution, if you would have told the people who went out and fought that war that you're going to pay to live on your own land, hell, that's what they were shooting the king out of here for. All the abuses we're facing today, that's why they shot the king out of here. The admiralty courts, the theft, the fact that you were a slave, you became property. And we, right now, by their paperwork, if you're going to accept it, we're property. Under that 14th Amendment, you're property. Believe me.
One thing interesting to note about the property taxes is it literally forces you at gunpoint to participate in the Federal Reserve and employer-employee system.
Oh, absolutely. Look what we were talking about yesterday with the new legislation they have till you have to report every dollar you have, or else they can come and take it away from you. Again, if the people who fought for this country, they would have kept fighting. If they'd have had a clue, if they did, I mean, some of them knew that this is what they were pushing for, but at the time they couldn't do it. It had to be through incrementalism. And, you know, at the time, the aristocrats, they saw that they were greatly, they were just a handful and everybody else had a gun, and they just fought a war for their rights. That's why the people fought. Not for some aristocrat to become, you know, the new king over them and become that somebody else's property. No, they fought for their rights. And they knew that, you know, back then, they would have just loved to just stepped right up when the king handed his charter over with that sword that Cornwallis surrendered at Yorktown. They would have just liked to start it the next day being just like a king. Only just couldn't do it. That gun thing was in the way. And that gun thing's always been in the way. And they started immediately. Go ahead.
Property taxes are a ripoff in a lot of ways. I mean, property taxes are, if you want to live like on the beach, you're going to pay five times time, you know, more for property tax than if you want to live in the mountains. I mean, it's all BX. You know, you get burned no matter what you do.
Oh, absolutely. If you're paying property taxes, you do not own the land. It's patent law. And patent law says if you own something, like if you truly own land and had a lodeal title, you would have the patent on that land. And the patent law says that nobody can make money from the land other than the person that owns it. And so that tells you that they own, because they are taxing you, they're claiming ownership of every inch of every piece of property across this country. And now you have Donald Trump with the fire sale. He's going to bring people from other countries in here to buy up from the bankruptcy all of the properties in this country, all the industry in this country, and we will just be a slave class. You will be competing with those Mexicans, you know, the Hondurans and the Guatemalans, you know, the coolies, the peons, the peasants. You would be competing with them for your bowl of food. And their children will displace your children, and they're doing it right now. And, you know, Donald Trump up there, boy, everybody, remember immigration? Have you heard a whole lot about it? Is this the same old song and dance? And, I will not listen to anybody else. I won't listen to anybody try to say one good word about that lie. You either accept that you were duped, and you should be begging our pardon for acquiescing to the shit for us. When you should have known better, there's no reason why you shouldn't know better. They do it right in your face now. We read articles on here every day from mainstream sources telling you, yeah, we're the ruling class. We rule. Yeah, of course the rich people are going to get, they have rights and you do not. Of course, that Mexican they brought up here, that Guatemalan they brought up here, that MS-13 gang member they brought up here, they have rights. They can get in a superior court and have rights enforced. But your common law has been removed through the War Powers Act. You are under martial law. You are under military dictatorship.
And worse than just that, the border's completely open, and it has been my entire lifetime. I'm 36 years old, and my entire lifetime I've been hearing about a wall getting built and all this BS. I see Border Patrol every day 100 miles north of the border, looking fat and happy and doing nothing.
Oh, hell yeah, and that's the last generation of invaders that's running it. You're absolutely correct. Reagan back, that amnesty back then, when these people who had come to this country, they're taken from every one of us. And the people who let them in here have no authority to hand our property over to people from other countries. If you can't figure that out, you're too stupid to be an American. You shouldn't even be here. But then, we're going to let these 3 million in, which turned about 10 million when they did the amnesty. But now I'm telling you, hey, it was serious. We're going to build a wall. The immigration is going to be enforced. And people bought it. And all these years of seeing it, the lie, and seeing them pour over the border, seeing your wages go to shit, seeing your country going to shit because it's turning into a third world. And then, all of a sudden, at a time when they're just pouring across your border, some charlatan comes up and goes, oh, we're going to shut that border down. We're going to build a great wall. You betcha. And you just go out and vote. And that's all you're voting for, because that's all I want to put in your mind, you nimble-minded, mush-minded dumbass. And you go out there and you vote for that immigration. Go ahead.
What makes the situation worse is that the border's open, yet internally they are building and have built a police state because of drugs and terrorism. That doesn't make any sense. That means that obviously their authority is completely illegitimate, but when you're talking to somebody that, maybe doesn't understand what we understand, that fact in and of itself, how do you look past that?
Well,
how do you look past that?
It's just like you're exactly correct. It's like this opioid epidemic they're talking about now. They got sessions coming up there. We're gonna raid the medical marijuana. We're gonna shut them down. Why? Because people, the drug trade for marijuana coming out of Mexico up through Central and South America has gone to shit. People are growing it here and smoking it here. But he comes up and he says, we have an I can't say that word. We have an epidemic in this country. But how'd that epidemic get there, people? Oh, that's right. We invaded Afghanistan, who had opium production down to about 1% under the Taliban. They're a bunch of religious crazies, and they didn't like dope. And so we invaded, and we've shown the footage of U.S. soldiers guarding the poppy fields. Now bumper crop after bumper crop since the invasion. CIA planes flying it down to South America. It's being manufactured into heroin, then brought right up across that open Mexican border, right into this country. They created it. It's problem, reaction, solution. They created the problem. Now they demonstrated the problem because you have all of the overdoses and all this crazy shit going on. Now they have a solution for the problem they created, and it comes down to taking more of your freedom and liberties away from you that they never should have touched anyway, because they've never had the authority to tell us what we can or cannot put in our bodies. And to those people say, no, you can't just end the drug war. My ass, you can't. And to say that the $40 billion drug war that we're going to lose because we're financing both sides. Whichever sides loses, we lose. Period. We can't win. And we have the example of the Volstead Act, the prohibition on alcohol. What did it do? It created an underground crime syndicates across this country for alcohol. And people were killed. It was a really nasty, terrible thing. Alcoholism might be a bad thing, but it ain't near as bad as the shit that they brought on, that they created. It's like this terrorism thing. We got to be, oh, and then the terrorists are going to get us. And then people in Yemen, they want to kill us. The people in Iraq, they want to kill us. Why do they want to kill us? Now, let's just look back. You know, we had the false flag 9/11, which they said was, 15 Saudis and 3 Jordanians. So we attacked Iraq. We blew one of the most modern state in the Middle East. We blew it back to the Stone Age. We killed their people, genocide on their people. And what? Now we have this big problem. And, you know, in the midst of it, it was revealed that it was all a lie. That it was, this was a international crime. This was genocide. I mean, there was no justification for entering Iraq. None whatsoever. They had nothing to do with the lie even of 9/11. And then once it was discovered, well, they didn't have that yellow cake uranium. Well, they really didn't have no weapons of mass destruction. We're going there to give them democracy. Boy, howdy. Now they're as miserable as we are. Man, we should spread more of this misery around the world, people. And speaking of misery and who's causing it, rabbi calls for poisoning of Palestinian water supply. Well, that's no surprise to me. They're committing genocide on the Palestinian people as Donnie Trump and the charlatans at the top are talking. We got to save the people in Syria because they love these people in the Middle East, don't you know? They love the Syrian people. It's just a couple of bad actors, you know, that are really oppressing their people. It's like we were talking about in Libya. You know, the people there were pretty goddamn happy. They just discovered an oil field off the coast of Tripoli. They were getting houses bought for them. They were living pretty goddamn good. But, man, they were going to go to that gold dinar so that the international thieving ass bankers couldn't, you know, take 99% of everything they made and throw them the scraps off the table for their resources. The international people, it's a handful that is doing this to the world. A handful. And it is because it is such a big world, and they have put their people in places, in the right places, in the choke points, to keep a confusion across the planet. It should be as simple as just one, you know, everybody just realizing at the same time, it's the Rothschilds. It's the Mnuchins, it's the Zionists that are causing the misery around this planet. They cause the starvation. They are the ones that are piling up wealth while people are going hungry when it's coming from their resources. Well, you got to have our money, you know, our funny money. What it comes down to is, you know, we're typing numbers into a computer and taking 99% of the product like we created something. Because you can't move something from point A to point B without using our phony fiat money. Rabbi Kost, go ahead, sorry.
Henry, the new money is going to be drugs, or, you know, I mean, you know, drugs is now the new currency. They just found 97 pounds of synthetic opiate called fentanyl. I can't remember what country they found it in, but, you know, I mean, so you get rid of the poppies, now we're going to have synthetic heroin. I mean, you know, it never ends.
Well, the real...
It's going to be... You know, you get rid of the poppy, then now we got fentanyl. It's like 10 times more potent than freaking heroin.
Well, yeah, the real wealth has always been tangible. It's how that it's been manipulated from the hands using this con, this lie. This con game is all in the hell you can call it, called currency. You know, taking something that you have nothing, and you just create this idea of this thing, that this currency that you're going to need because you have all these, you're rich in resources, and you need to move those around. You need to manufacture them. You need to sell to each other. You need to have an economy. That's why that we, in the original Constitution, it was charged to the Congress to mint the money. You know, debt-free dollars. God almighty, people. I just sit and think sometimes of what this country would be like if that would have just been held true. If we'd have just held on to the Constitution as originally, you know, printed, and held on to the common law and fought when we needed to fight. Fought in 1933 when they confiscated the gold, because that's really when they, took the iron hand out of the velvet glove. People should have stood and said, no, by God, if I can't own gold, I'm not a free man. You're trying to enslave me and confiscate all my property, and that's exactly what they were doing. Because when you talk about, I mean, you can talk about this guy sitting $1 million here, $1 million there. When it comes down to what is real wealth is tangible wealth. It's timber, it's gold, it's silver, it's milk, it's cows, you know, it's real things that people, I mean, real tangible things that people need. And that's what I'm talking about here. They've used this con to create this illusion of wealth that they have parked offshore. And now they're going to come in here with that money that was created out of nothing and actually out of our stolen resources in China. I mean, this huge amount of money that has been created exactly from our resources when they moved our industry out, because the industries that were based here had the contracts so that they got our resources for nothing, because the idea was that, well, we got to work and we got a chunk of it, but we didn't. And then they used it to create this big hunk of bullshit wealth. And now they're going to come back in and they're going to buy up everything that is real wealth and tangible, and we're going to be left with nothing. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, once again, don't take any wooden nickels, and that is The Word from the Trenches.